World Oceans Day is coming up on June 8th, and this day was marked by the United Nations as a day to bring greater awareness to the role oceans play in our lives. And in a unique way to commemorate the day, we have sound artist and musician Halsey Burgund, who teamed up with a marine biologist to create Ocean Voices. And he joins us to tell us more. Thank you so much for your time.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Now, Ocean Voices is a collection of voices from around the world of people talking about the ocean. Tell us about this project and how it came to be.
Sure. Well, I'm a musician and sound artist, and I do a lot of work with spoken human voice and combining spoken human voice with traditional and electronic instruments to create new pieces of music. And I've been doing that for a while, and a good friend of mine, Wallace J. Nichols, he goes by J. Nichols, is a marine biologist, and he studies sea turtles, and he's very, very active in the ocean conservation world. And he and I got to talking one day and sort of felt that our worlds could intersect in a really positive way, and we decided that we would go out and collect voices of people talking about the ocean, describing how the ocean is important to them, or what it feels like to be in the ocean, what kind of experiences they've had. And then I would take all of those and combine them with each other and with music that I composed specifically for the piece, and perform this, hopefully in front of a lot of excited people, and hopefully have an impact.
So what kind of response did you get, and what did you discover about how people of various backgrounds and different cultures respond to our oceans?
Well, we've gotten over 1,000 responses so far, so I've been very pleased with the number of responses. It's really been great. We've had a lot of different methods that we've used to collect the voices, but it's been pretty successful generally speaking, which is great. As far as the nature of the responses, I think the biggest thing that struck me was that overall there's this sense of awe and wonder and sense of love for the ocean that the people who chose to participate have. They have a lot of respect and really have a special place in their heart, I think, for the ocean, and were wonderfully able to communicate that to us as part of this project. So it was really wonderful for us to hear these responses, these open and honest responses of these individuals around the world. It gives a sense of hope, really, when there's so many bad things that happen with the ocean, especially right now with the Gulf oil spill and everything. It's easy to get depressed, but it's really nice that people still have hope and people still really care about the ocean.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the oil spill. It's been over a month now, and it's been completely devastating. How do you feel about how people should respond when something like this happens?
Well, I'm not a scientist. I'm a musician. Jay is a scientist, so he knows more in terms of specific, direct action type approaches. But from an emotional standpoint, that's sort of the realm that I deal with more. And I feel like it's wonderful when people get excited and get jazzed up to do something about conserving the oceans. And events like the Gulf oil spill do tend to motivate people. That said, in my mind, it's an extremely high price to pay for that kind of motivation, and it's disappointing that sometimes it requires that sort of tragic event in order to open people's eyes and give them a reason to act and a reason to, more actively care about the ocean in this case. So, I think it's great that people are helping out with what's going on down there, and I think it's great that awareness is being increased. But I wish that we could have that awareness regardless of without having a tragedy. And I wish that this awareness that's generated now extends well beyond the effects of the tragedy itself.
Yeah, and I think it's so great through your project that anyone can be a part of it. Is it too late for people to join?
No, absolutely not. We are the performance at California Academy of Sciences on June 3rd is going to be what I consider the sort of culmination of phase one of the project. What I mean by that is that the project is going to continue. We are going to continue collecting voices. We are going to continue to try to you know, collect as many expressions of whatever people want to express about the ocean as we can, and we'll continue to include those on the website, and those will continue to be accessible in many ways. And I will continue to be listening to them, and I will incorporate them into the piece for future performances. Obviously, I haven't incorporated all 1,000 voices into the piece. It's an aesthetic selection process that I go through. But I will be adding new voices as they come in, if they are particularly appropriate for the piece. So we encourage people to continue to donate their voices on either oceanvoices.org or with a new iPhone app called Ocean Voices. And we want as many voices as we can get, and we're looking for anybody and everybody. There's no qualifications required.
And are you covering all languages?
You know, that's a very good question, and the answer is yes. We will take voices with any language at all. The caveat to that is that we don't necessarily understand every language, so we won't be able to easily necessarily understand, you know, and fully take advantage of all responses. That said, as a musician and somebody who listens to human voice as not only just the content, but also as the musical aspects of it, the pitch and the meter and the rhythm and all of that, I love getting comments in other languages and using them in the music, regardless of the specifics of what they're saying, using them for how they sound. We encourage all languages. You know, English is certainly the vast majority of what's been donated thus far.
That's great. And if you don't understand, at least you can capture the spirit of it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And you know, I have friends, we have acquaintances who can do a lot of translating for us, so we can understand some of what's been said, but it's not quite as direct, obviously, but, you know, we'd love to understand every language out there, but I'm not very good at languages, actually.
That's why you have music.
Yeah, right. I know, exactly. I can speak music.
Well, that's great. We'll link to that so people can get involved, and I think tickets are still available for that June 3rd. Debut of your project at the California Academy of Sciences, so we'll link to that as well.
This event on June 3rd is a celebration of not only World Oceans Day, but it's also a celebration of the 100th anniversary of Jacques Cousteau's birth. And it's, to me, it's really exciting to be a part of something that celebrates Jacques Cousteau. He was a big part of my childhood, and I've loved watching his programs on PBS and whatnot, and he really was an inspiration for me to learn to love the ocean and appreciate the mystery and everything. And one quote of his that I always will remember is something along the lines of, people protect what they love. And I think it's completely true, and I feel that what we're trying to do with Ocean Voices is show those people in the audience, show people who are exposed to the project, that there are a lot of people out there who love the ocean. There are a lot of people who care and a lot of people who feel a strong connection to the ocean. And if we can spread that around in this musical, emotional way, then I think we will increase the overall conservation efforts. And that's something we really hope to do.
Great. And this is an ongoing process, so.
Yes, it is. Yes, ongoing, and hopefully going for a very long time, you know.
And the event will also feature Fabien and Céline Cousteau, the grandchildren of Jacques Cousteau, so that's quite an honor.
Yes, that's great. It's wonderful. Yeah, I'm very excited to get to meet them, and they will be introducing the performance, which is absolutely a huge honor for me. And both of their voices have been incorporated into the piece, which is exciting as well. So we love the direct connection to the Cousteaus.
Wow. Well, good luck with your ongoing project, and thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you, Connie. It's great to talk to you.
And for more information on Ocean Voices and the event coming up at the California Academy of Sciences, go to our website at kcbs.com/communitycorner.